Good morning and welcome to episode 60 of Martin Uncut. Today it's the 26th of March 2021 and today's episode is The Missing Crypto Queen. Recently I interviewed Jilly Smith, who is a podcaster, author and a foodie from the UK. And we talked a lot about podcasting and she mentioned some of the podcasts that she likes. And one of her absolute favorites is the BBC Sounds, The Missing Crypto Queen. And naturally, I had to listen to it. The Missing Crypto Queen is a podcast that focuses on Dr. Ruja Ignatova, who is a Bulgarian businesswoman. She started OneCoin, or the OneCoin Empire. And it's really a success story, a great success story, turning out to be one of the largest con job ever, a Ponzi scheme. So, but before that truth came out to the world and everyone understood, Ignatova vanished in 2017 and there is still a ton of money missing. So OneCoin was not Ignatova's first fraud. Before she scammed millions of people around the world with OneCoin, she was involved in a very similar scam called Bitcoin. And she was also convicted for fraud in a case related to the Ignatova family buying a factory in Germany that later went bankrupt under mysterious circumstances. If we go back to the OneCoin case, we can see that in Sweden around 60,000 people were fooled into investing in OneCoin. The exact amount of money collected in the world is still unknown, but the mention is around a range in between 4 billion euros up to 17 billion euros. That is a staggering amount. And even if you just get away with a small amount of that, it's still a lot of money. But reading up on this case, I find quite a lot of contradictory information. So one being an existence of a public exchange. So an exchange is a place where you can take your coins and sell them to other people. And you can also buy coins there. And then you essentially you exchange the cryptocurrency, the coins, to another currency like euros or dollars. And these exchanges, it works very similar to shares or stocks. And so if there's a lot of people that want to buy your currency, of course the price goes up. And on the other hand, if there's a lot of people wants to sell, the price goes down. So it's the demand and supply kind of rule that works on the exchange. And it's not sure if there ever existed one. So the coins, they were actually sold outside of the exchange as a part of a big MLM scheme. So MLM is a multi-level marketing scheme. And I mean, it's not the MLM is not illegal as such. It's well used in part of the world. And a lot of people make a lot of money using MLM. And essentially it works like you are a person selling a product. And then you can recruit other people that is selling the product for you. But then the people that you recruited, you get a little kickback on what they sell. And then those people in their turn, they can recruit additional people. So it's like a pyramid growing and the person on top earns a lot of money. And of course, in the layers in down below, you will also earn money. But the one in the top there will earn super, super much without needing to do much, right? And that is not illegal as such, but if you're selling a product that doesn't exist, that it's kind of a fraud, of course, this is a very troublesome thing. And the interesting thing here is that these promoters and sellers, and also these people in the very, very top, they got paid partly in money and partly using OneCoins. I think I heard something like 60-40, so 60% money and 40% coins in their commissions then. But essentially that means that the scammers or the sellers, promoters, they were also scammed or fooled by OneCoin, by they actually got paid in a useless currency that they couldn't sell or get money out of. And you can also think about this as being a financial instrument, the OneCoin. So it should really be under inspection by the financial inspections in or financial agencies in the different countries. But the way they came around this was that they said that they're not selling money. They're actually selling an educational package. So they're not even giving advice. They're just selling an educational package. And they had these packages in different levels that cost a lot of money, each one of these, of course, and they cost more and more the higher level you went. But with these packages, the coins came for free. But of course, in the small package, you just got a few coins. And in the big package, you got a lot of coins. So, of course, people wanted to buy more and more of these packages to get to the coins. Because what was also said that these coins is going to be worth so much more after a while. There's also been a lot of discussion of OneCoin being a cryptocurrency at all. So far, I haven't seen any proof that there actually was a blockchain or anything like that around. The only things I've heard, and also actually that was being recorded from OneCoin, is that they had a big database, a SQL server with all the information around the OneCoins, and that it doesn't classify as a cryptocurrency, or because they don't have a blockchain, then that can be manipulated. Another very strange thing is at one point they started to run out of OneCoins, and what they did then is just they doubled the amount of OneCoins. And the really interesting thing here is that, of course, that didn't affect the price of the OneCoin. They just doubled it. So I mean, if you look at the supply and demand, of course, the price of the coins should really go down, and it should go down dramatically. But no, the price was exactly the same, and they just gave out a little more coins to the ones that already had. It was a really strange thing and a really strange argument. So they built this pyramid up where they actually fraudulently got a lot of money from people around the world. And it's not only the industrial side of the world. They were also in Africa and got money from really, really poor people that definitely needed this money for different things. So it's a really bad thing. But in late October 2017, Ignatova, she just vanished. And she hasn't been seen after that time. And not publicly. Of course, she's around. And there's also rumors that she has gone through a lot of plastic surgery so that you cannot recognize her anymore. But when she vanished, her brother, Konstantin Ignatova, it seems like a really good family list. I mean, the daughter and the dad was convicted for fraud in Germany. When she vanished and the brother takes over, he gets charged in the US for fraud. And he pleads guilty to the charges in 2019. And the mother is also under heavy investigation. So the whole family is really like, okay, what are you up to, guys? So that is kind of short about the whole Crypto Queen story. And I definitely recommend that if you think this sounds like something that is interesting, it's a fantastic story, and they do a really good job telling it to you. I definitely recommend that you go to the BBC Sounds podcast, The Missing Crypto Queen. It's absolutely one of my favorites at the moment, and it's one of those that you cannot stop listening to it. You just need to finish it. You need to find the answer or the conclusion of this story. But there's currently 9 episodes out, and the story is not ended yet. So there may be coming more episodes out as this story develops in the future. I hope you liked this episode. And if you did, please recommend this podcast to friends, family, and colleagues. Or if you have the time, go into iTunes and give me a review. That would help others to find this podcast and make the audience to grow. And we could spread the word around podcasting technology and all of that fun stuff. And that, of course, will also make me happy. I wish you a super duper weekend and see you back here on Monday. Have a good one. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.